Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, the podcast producer of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And thanks again, as always, for joining me on this adventure. This is the Worth the Wait in Black and Gold edition, and there's plenty of players that are definitely on that list. You know, there's always so much to talk about when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the inquiries surrounding the black and gold are definitely ever evolving. They change every single week, especially this week with the Thanksgiving game being postponed twice so far. And so many players from the Ravens and now the Steelers have three on the COVID-19 list. The game is going to be Tuesday night at this point, and it has been difficult so far for Steelers fans wanting to see their team play. BTSC is going to try to answer some of the poignant wonderings ahead of time. So take a listen at some bold statements on this and much more as we go ahead and label them as fact or fiction. Are we going to be on point? Well, only time will tell. You let us know. Remember, Stephen King said it best, fiction is the truth inside of the lie. So let's get started with Pittsburgh Steelers fact or fiction. Factor fiction number one. The Ravens game is not going to be the last time the Steelers have a game postponed due to the COVID-19 virus. Fact. The COVID-19 situation has definitely gotten so much worse. And just when you think that the Steelers were only going to be victims of circumstance, they had to put three names on the list themselves, like I mentioned before. As of this being submitted and recorded, Isaiah Buggs, Gerald Hawkins, and Stephon Tuitt are now on the list. Keep in mind that they have not officially tested positive, but they could be on the list due to close contact tracing. But we are seeing where the virus could spread like a wildfire out of control, and that wave could start in the Steelers' locker room. As you know, if it starts with one, it could greatly increase, just like it did with the Baltimore Ravens. Odds are that this is so much more like the beginning of an NFL schedule difficulty, and that more and more games across the league will need to be moved. Don't be surprised if conference playoff bubbles come about, but in the meantime, you won't be able to set your calendar to game time, even the Steelers. Factor fiction number two. TJ Watt is becoming a strong candidate for NFL Defensive Player of the Year, but Bud Dupree could hurt his cause. Fact. TJ Watt is having another fantastic season as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. His 9 sacks have him tied for 2nd in the NFL with Aaron Donald behind Trey Hendrickson of the New Orleans Saints and Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. They both have 9.5. But Watt is way ahead of the field with 30 quarterback hits. The next closest is Fredrickson with 21, and Donald sits at 17. When you factor in tackles for loss, Trent Jordan Watt ranks 2nd in the league by 1 and is tied with his teammate Vince Williams. TJ is also 5 in front of Fredrickson. Number 90 also leads the league in pressures with 40. The stat that he's lacking in, probably having no forced fumbles, that could hurt him, but as you see, the stats that he has accumulated far outweigh that. But still, Watt very well could be the 6th Defensive Player of the Year in team history. Remember, his brother was also 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, so that would be 2 for the Watt family. That would be absolutely amazing. But the problem is that Bud Dupree is not far behind him with 8 sacks, 15 quarterback hits, 26 pressures, and 2 forced fumbles. Bud's excellent season could very easily split the votes and steer the award to Donald once again. Factor fiction number 3. Juju Smith-Schuster is having another disappointing season. I gotta go fiction. Juju Smith-Schuster ranks 36th in receiving yards in the National Football League, and he's only 3rd on the Steelers. While his 56 receptions, which is 15th in the league, does lead the team, it doesn't statistically compare to his past brilliance of year 1 and year 2 as a Pittsburgh Steeler. But the truth is that he means so much more to the black and gold. In fact, he has become the heart and soul of the Steelers receiving core, with Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, James Washington, and Eric Ebron eating into Juju's production It's a very cohesive unit. Yes, Juju does not have the ego of Ghost of Steelers past, and his leadership skills evoke memories of the great Hines Ward. While a 1,000-yard season is unlikely, number 19's worth of the team far outweighs stats, and the big stat could be a Super Bowl championship with Juju Smith-Schuster leading the way if he continues playing selfless. Factor fiction number 4. Terrell Edmonds is still the weak link in the Steelers secondary. Fiction. First off, I don't really think that there is any weak link in the Steelers secondary. I also feel the need to state that, look, I was really harsh on the third-year safety from Virginia Tech quite a bit in the past, even at the beginning of the season, but around week 3, I started to see the light. Edmonds has never been spectacular at all, but he has gone about things in a workmanlike way, and he has played his position better than we know. Look, the opinion of the coaching staff is so much more important than that of the fans and even the media. They know what they're looking for, and they know what Terrell Edmonds is doing well. The 2 interceptions on Sunday against Jacksonville will count as style points, but look, his work has been stellar all season. I'm thrilled that he got those interceptions. They were majestic plays. He has really come along in his third year. The Steelers rank 3rd against the pass in the entire league, and the presence of Fedarius Terrell Edmonds, yes, that's his real name, Fedarius, is a major reason why. Factor fiction number 5. James Conner will never have a 1,000-yard season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to say fiction. Look, as long as I'm giving everybody's middle name, James Earl Conner has had a solid career running the ball for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he has been linked to the injury report so many times in his 4-year career in the Steel City that fans are getting skeptical of his worth. Even in his Pro Bowl season of 2018, Conner did not eclipse a grand in yardage. In my opinion, Conner is again having a decent season. However, the Steelers' rushing attack is ranked among the low end of the league. You can count the run blocking of the offensive line and Ben Roethlisberger's reliance on the pass as 2 other factors and not pin the blame solely on number 30. Ben loves to pass the ball. It has kind of put the rushing attack aside, and the run blocking of the offensive line has not been as stellar as it has been when they are protecting Ben Roethlisberger in the pass. It's a tale of 2 offensive lines. But with 645 yards on the ground so far, James can become the 9th member of the Steelers' 1,000-yard club by averaging 60 yards per game over the next 6 games. I think this is the year that it gets done. James Conner will have a 1,000-yard season with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's going to be this year. Don't want to jinx him, but he's got to stay healthy to do it, and I really think that James Conner will. Well, that's Pittsburgh Steelers fact or fiction. Are these statements valid? We will definitely soon see. What matters most are your opinions on the matter. Please state them in the comments on our website, behindthesteelcurtain.com, or on our social media as well. You can get a hold of me at BTSCBAD on Twitter or anywhere you find behindthesteelcurtain.com. Thanks again, friends. Remember to tune in every week to Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction for all of your Pittsburgh Steeler needs. And that's a fact, Jack.